I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's episode
161.
161, and it looks like Al have lost some hair.
Yeah.
And got some glasses. Lost some weight as well.
Lost some weight. Excellent.
Yeah. Lost a lot of weight. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of personality gained. So
yeah, yeah,
that's yeah, fun. Well, yeah, of course.
That's the voice of today's guest. Al is not here, but James is here. So it's all fucked up.
It's really strange.
James is the guest. No, we have a real guest. Introduce yourself, my friend.
Hello, internet. My name is Ben. I am Al's replacement in life.
Substitution.
Yeah.
Come on, it's coming close.
I don't like to sit this close to James. Sorry. Well, hello, my name's Ben Richards. I'm friends of you guys, yeah. I guess, and a big, big fan of the show.
Yeah. Well, that was apparently a lie. We just discussed here that you've listened to maybe half an episode.
I was exaggerating as well. I don't even think I listened to half an episode. But I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Yeah, that's fine. And you do stand-up comedy as well?
I do. I'm one of Sweden's best stand-up comedians, I would describe myself as.
Really? That's an impressive way of starting.
I think it's just saying that Sweden hasn't got many good stand-ups, I guess.
Well, thank you for that, you piece of shit, but all right.
I do stand-up, and I'm friends with you guys. And actually, I think you've invited me onto this show a couple of times now, like 4, 5, 6 times, and it's never worked out.
Yeah, and the only time you came is when James asks you, so
yeah,
you know that
thanks.
Level.
Special.
But you guys have done something together as well before.
Yeah, we did Tuesday Chin Wag a few years ago, previous time here.
Yeah, that was a live podcast in front of a studio audience.
Yeah. 10 people.
Yeah. If we were lucky.
I think the lowest was 4 people we had.
That was one of the best shows we did, though, that 4 people.
It was quite strange.
But was it only live, or did you also put it out?
Yeah, we put it out.
Okay, but otherwise it would be hysterical.
No, what we did was we did like a 45-minute, completely ad-libbed, very often awful, or slow-moving, I would say. And then we would do stand-up for the second half on a certain subject.
But we didn't record the stand-up. We only recorded the...
Yeah.
Crap waffle but at the start.
Third,
and then put
who
out.
Was the third person?
Ben Kersley.
It was Ben Kersley, right. But he used to come up to Stockholm then.
Yeah.
Because he's from Linköping. He's another comic.
Did you not listen ever to the Tuesday Chinwaga deal?
I don't even listen to you right
half
now.
I don't feel so bad about not listening to
that. That is, by the way, a big
Swedish
problem.
Swedish football mafia.
For me, I don't know why, but for years I've had that problem. Ben Kersley and Ben Richards.
Yeah.
It's so often I say, I don't know why the Kersley name. Ben Kersley, I don't know why that stuck more than Ben Richards. But Ben Richards is like a brand name, and it's two names. It's Ben and Richard, but Ben Kersley is automatically a surname.
You're not the only one who's done it. I've been introduced on stage many times as Ben Kersley.
I think I've even done that once.
Yeah,
I really do. I think I've said that once.
I remember once this MC said, and he's a very, very good friend of mine. Please put your hands together for Ben Kersley. And, I came on stage and I was like, well, I'm not that good a friend of his.
It's pretty ironic.
Because my name's Ben Richard.
Exactly.
Pretty ironic because you're the exact opposite, because he's actually Jewish heritage and you look like a pure Nazi. So it's a pretty great combination.
I like to say to the listeners that I look like a Nazi because of my unfortunate haircut, not because of my outfit or anything like that.
I was thinking of an outfit, actually. Black, all black, very
swastikas
everywhere. The swastika gave it away.
They give it away. The tattoos I've got make me look like a Nazi.
No, it doesn't actually at all. You just shaved.
Yeah. I'm not shaved.
Yeah, I know you're not, but for the they don't know. We're going to go into that. Tell them. Tell your disease.
Tell them your disease.
Tell them your disease.
Share it.
I have alopecia.
Yes.
There you go.
So he likes to go to a lot of islands in the archipelago. That's what it means.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it means.
No, it means you don't have hair anywhere.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but that's pretty comfortable, though.
I'm pretty smooth, yeah.
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 I mean, when we live in this age when, you know, we don't have to have hair as heat protection.
Yeah.
Does it affect you in any way? Would you say it's some level, something that is, you know, because I don't think anybody can see you. That there's something. You just look like you're
a bald guy.
Yeah, bald guy. It suits you. He looks like Moby, to be honest.
I do look like Moby. I had a joke about looking like Moby, and I tried it out the other week for the first time ever, and it died on its ass. I don't think anyone knew who Moby was.
The joke should be, I really looked like Moby, but at the end of the day, I was just a dick.
Right, yeah, that's good.
Moby Dick.
Oh, that's good. Moby Dick. I thought you meant because I look a bit like...
No, that's you. That's right, okay. I was talking about Moby Dick.
It works on so many levels.
Yeah, that's such a good joke. So many layers.
We don't just get comedians on here. We get football supporting comedians, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a fan of which team?
I am a Leeds United fan.
That's why we couldn't have Al here.
Yeah, because we would have ended up fighting.
And last week we had an Arsenal supporter, and he was all doing this Arsenal Tottenham. He tried to question stuff, so that's why he got away today.
But I don't. I'm not really that bothered by Huddersfield.
No.
I don't really give a shit about Huddersfield. And I'm not from Leeds, so I don't really care about
the
local rivalry.
How did you end up supporting Leeds then?
Because I grew up in a place called Milton Keynes, which when I was growing up didn't have a football team.
So you bought one?
Yeah, they bought one. So my stepdad was a Leeds fan.
Okay.
And he kind of bought me up supporting Leeds, the cruel, cruel man that he is.
He really messed it. But yeah.
I think it's a nice story, though, that you take from your stepdad. That means that your relationship with your stepdad is decent.
Well, how it worked is because, do you remember, not football stickers, not Panini stickers, but football cards?
Yeah, of course.
I used to collect football cards. And when I was young, I collected loads of Leeds ones, thinking, that'll be a really nice gift to give to my stepdad.
Okay, he
was like, I don't give a shit, because I'm a grown man.
The great relationship just died there.
And so I just had loads of Leeds football cards, so I kind of supported Leeds because I had loads of football cards.
I think that's a I think a lot of kids, when we were young, started supporting teams like that. You know, cards, maybe. It wasn't that much... Video games.
Yeah.
It must be something, you know. And cards. Everybody collected cards when kids.
Stickers for us, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stickers for. But
yeah, I never really got into the Panini stickers. I just had a lot.
He's a bit
of
older.
Cards.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
like
quite a lot.
20 years older than me.
Yeah, probably at least.
Because I didn't grow up anywhere that had a football team, I kind of could have chosen a football team. You don't really choose a football team.
No, you do.
It's thrust
upon
you. You've
got to have a reason.
But there was no local team for me to support.
No.
So,
well, that's what Tottenham living in Stockholm, so I can
yeah, exactly.
I have no quarrels with that. I will never go into a discussion where I think a local boy should be stronger, because that just puts you completely out of it.
Exactly. And here in Sweden, I'm a Hugh Gordon fan.
All right, okay.
I guess. But again, not through any choice.
No.
But because my... girlfriend's family supports Hugh Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. Then
she took me along to some games and some hockey games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your first time you saw hockey?
No. What? I used to watch hockey in Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes had a hockey team called the MK Kings.
You're kidding me?
No, yeah, the MK Kings.
Watched... I've never met anybody in England that has been to hockey in England,
Someone in England, because there's a team not in Shrewsbury where I grew up, but Telford, which was the next.
Telford have got a good hockey team.
Telford Tigers.
Yeah.
And a division and a conference football team.
Yeah, really bad football team. Yeah.
Wow. I grew up going to watch the MK Kings.
So how do you feel for Leeds now, when it has been rosy years the last 10 years?
It's we're looking on the up.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
it's been
we're going places this year. Watch out for us. We're sixth.
Wow.
That's quite impressive, Sid.
Well, yeah.
We've got a good manager, the owner's mental, we've got a good team going on.
The owner is a bit mental, isn't he?
Full on mental.
Yeah, like proper mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like actually insane. But I quite like that, you know?
Did you run it properly? I mean,
Have you done anything lately?
I mean, you were one of the first casualties of the overspending, weren't you, with Ridsdale?
Well, yeah, then that was the start of the problem, obviously.
Yeah, when David O'Leary was manager, that was the first time a team really overspent, you know, in a silly way.
Yeah, and then it's kind of Liverpool's fault, because there was one year when I can't remember what year it was. It was either third place got into the Champions League. There wasn't a fourth place at that. Well, there was a fourth place, but they didn't get into the Champions League. And it was between Leeds and Liverpool on the last day, and Liverpool got in.
Yeah.
And then Leeds couldn't afford the sort of players we had.
Yeah, but then you went to Champions League, and then you came back that year, and then you were relegated, thinking that you have a decent season.
No, we got relegated. We just had, it had fallen apart by then. All the big names had gone. We had loads of loan players. We got relegated. And then that season, the first season in the Championship, we got to the playoff final.
Yeah.
And I went along to Wembley and we lost to Watford. And I don't know if anyone's been to a playoff game.
And then after the next year, you got relegated again to League One.
Yeah, we went to League One. We spent a couple of years in League One. And then eventually got out, and then we've just been shit in the Championship since then.
Yeah, but still, at least the Championship is closer to the Premiership. League One is, it's for a big club like Leeds. I know we discussed that before, that a lot of Leeds supporters still imagine them as a good, big, big club. But of course, you can't be that big if you haven't been in Premiership for the past 7-8 years.
Yeah, exactly. But I think when people talk about the big club, they talk about the history and then the fan base.
Of course. I agree. Even
in League One, we were getting big numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's still a lot of talk about... Sorry, I keep leaning back from the mic. A lot of us still a massive, massive club. And historically, but at the moment, we can't compete. Certainly with the money.
Giant.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like Forest and Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield United.
And Tottenham is always called that in the Premier League because they have also a big fan base and traditionally this old club, but we're never in the top four. Now it's more. But, you know, when I started supporting it way from the end of the 80s, it was started the decline. So I started supporting them in the start of the kind of... Not decline, because that's a hard word. We didn't get relegated and stuff, but we stopped being a top team like in the 80s, 70s to becoming a middle team, you know. I mean, it was 10 years that we finished between 7th and 13th. I mean, that's an unbelievable stat. Never under, never over. It was just crazy.
You were just always...
We were always a middle
Villa
team.
Were a bit like that for a while, and then they just dropped out.
Villa always seemed to just finish 10th, like, every year. Every year, and now they're... terrible.
It was a season Martin O'Neill did as well. But yeah, okay, so what do you think? You in sixth place now, Huddersfield?
We're sixth, Leeds, not Huddersfield.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. I know I'm a shit-out pitcher, but that's fine. we're sixth. I reckon we're going to go up this year. We've got a good team. I'm feeling optimistic. We've got a good manager.
So who's your favourite ever Leeds player?
My favourite, being in Sweden. At the moment, we've got a Swedish guy. And he's played like 10 games and he's already this cult hero. He's a legend already. Pontus Janssen, do you know Pontus
Janssen? Centre half.
He's on loan at Leeds from Torino and he's a legend already. Everyone absolutely loves
Pontus Janssen. I know he's a centre half. I've seen him play many times. He's a good defender for Championship. He's a good player.
Yeah, well, he's the best Swedish player of all time. And but my favourite Leeds player of all time, I don't know, Tony Yeboah, I guess, was my favourite player. I loved watching Yeboah.
I remember his goal against Cantona. Liverpool when he rattled it in off the crossbar.
Yeah, that was a great goal.
It was amazing.
How about Eric Cantona?
Cantona was great. I don't know what he did after he left Leeds, but I think he popped up at a couple of teams, but he was a decent player.
Did some taekwondo karate courses as well.
There's been some great players throughout the years. Batty. I love Batty. Batty was a great player. But we've got a very good youth system as well. I mean, there's a lot of youth players playing around at various clubs, including Spurs, Liverpool. Got a great young player at the moment with the best name of all time. He scored the winner at the weekend. 18-year-old kid called Ronaldo Vieira.
Ronaldo Vieira.
Yeah. The best name ever, and we've just signed
a hard-working defensive midfielder as a super scorer.
He's amazing. He's 18. He's Portuguese, called Ronaldo Vieira. We've just signed his twin as well. Do you know what his twin's called? Vieira is his surname, obviously. But
what?
Romario.
No, you're kidding.
No,
their parents must be huge football supporters.
Yeah, exactly.
Ronaldo Romario, come on.
And they both play centre-mid, so we could just have this amazing centre-midfield of Ronaldo Vieira.
My younger sister, called Kerry Dixon.
Kerry Dixon, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really... Dixon, Ronaldo Vieira. But you couldn't really do it with, English names, guess. Dixon, Terry.
McManaman
Batty.
Well, everything falls into, in the sideway when my name is Fucky, so stop having
me. Yeah, sorry,
it's
sorry.
It's just ridiculous now. It's not okay.
Ronaldo Fucky would have been a better name, though.
Mr. Fucky is good as well.
Yeah.
But he'd have been called the General Fucky.
Ginola.
Ginola. You should change my name to Ginola?
Yeah, you should do.
That's awkward.
You're allowed to change your name.
If I change my name, it should be something like... It should be clever, right? First of all, nobody wants to... In Swedish, they byta namn. Nobody wants to change names with you. I mean, no. I emailed Jimmy Åkesson. He doesn't want to have an exotic name, so I stick with mine. But if I'm going to change my name... Why? Because I've got a friend who's listening. Actually, a big, huge fan of ours.
Right.
Is called Thomas Durrani, right? Yep. You know, the Durrani brothers. Now I'm outing him out completely in the pod. But his name used to be Dill. But that's in Swedish, is, you know, Dill. Dill ships used to be... Yeah, exactly. So he changed it to Thomas, but it's still Durrani. And I thought... Why change it? Because easy for job and stuff like that, whatever. It's Thomas for me because it's Indian, right? So, but I think if you're going to change your name, do something clever. Fucky is not good because people think, oh, what the fuck? In comedy, it's all right, but otherwise, it's not good. Why don't change it? Like, you can't maybe change in Sweden. I'll go to Pakistan, change my name to Einstein. That's the thing, you know. You sit there, like, go to work, interviews, like, your name is...
Einstein.
Like Boris Einstein? Like, yeah.
Boris Einstein.
Yeah, just say Adela Khan. Just put Boris in there or whatever. Like Adolf Einstein, whatever. And then are you related to... And you just... Yes, I am. Yes. Like, I'm related to my dad. It doesn't matter. You just... That must help you so much in work. Like, be called Schwarzenegger if you're going to do acting.
If the
Schwarzenegger's the best actor.
Pitt or whatever. If you see me, you see an action hero. I mean, obviously, you know. So I think that would be more clever. I'll change my name to, you know, like Zlatan Einstein.
Yeah.
That's a good... You'll get any job.
Yeah.
Football manager.
Yeah, I mean...
Scientist.
If you've got two CVs that are almost identical and someone's got a normal sort of... He's called Anders Svensson.
I think they'll give me an atomic
Adolf
bomb.
Adolf Einstein. Would you go with the Adolf Einstein? Yeah,
maybe
of course
not.
You would.
Listen, if you see a guy called Einstein, you've never seen anyone called Einstein, you will think that person is
has to be related to
Einstein.
He was Austrian, wasn't he, Einstein? Are there lots of Einsteins in Austria, do you reckon?
Probably loads, yeah.
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 Absolutely. Loads of Einsteins and Schwarzeneggers.
No, I've never heard. I don't think it's loads of them, to be honest.
Well, I've never met an Einstein. But...
Well, you see, if my name was Einstein, I would be like, what the fuck just happened?
But if I did meet an Einstein, I would give them a job.
You would.
And they'd be like, what job? And I'd be like, I don't know. I'll create one for you.
Listen,
I'm just going to pay you.
That's what's... If you have a company, of course you want a guy called Einstein. He doesn't even have to be related to. You just have... Oh, this is... We got an Einstein. Is he related? Yes. You just say yes. You never say, is he related to Albert Einstein? He says, yes.
He's related.
You just cut the question. Yeah. Is he related? Yes.
And he gets a lot of respect straight away. So like, oh, you need to go and see the IT guy. He'll be able to fix it. Einstein.
Of course.
He'll be able to fix
it. Are you kidding me? That's a brilliant idea. Don't take my... If you get a normal
name.
You're
going to do it, aren't you?
We need someone to carry this heavy box. Oh, Schwarzenegger works in the warehouse. We can get him.
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
telling you. All right. I'm happy now. Okay, if you look at the weekend, I would say that there were two big statements. We started the season of seeing City being absolutely amazing and De Bruyne on fire, thinking, they won the league.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool started showing really good, and Arsenal as well. Liverpool won 6-1, demolished Watford, completely demolished them.
We were talking about it before. It had a really good defensive record up until...
Liverpool was amazing.
Second best defence in the league, wasn't it, up until yesterday?
That was Sunday, but before that, Chelsea did maybe an even better performance against Everton.
Destroyed them.
I have to say, I think, if you watch the game, I think that was probably the best I've seen a team play for a long time. I'm not talking this year. I'm talking even City in the beginning. They absolutely tore Everton apart, and it could have been 7-8-0.
I didn't watch it, but Hazard played pretty well.
Hazard and Costa was great. And the whole team was amazing, but Hazard was back to his best and even better.
Yeah.
I think this form is showing now is even better than it was 2 years ago. So at the moment, I remember I was saying in the summer that De Bruyne, for me, is looking the
best.
He's got he's got better creativity class, but Hazard at the moment... Wow, he was amazing against Chelsea.
And City stumbled again, really. Let it...
Crazy game.
Yeah.
Insane game. City completely dominated them. Then in the 92nd, they come up with a cross and
the
fullback comes in, the scores his first goal.
Where are City now, anyway? I mean, like, they beat Barca in the Champions League, didn't they?
Yeah, so
2 points behind, like third or...
Chelsea and Liverpool are up...
Liverpool are 1 point clear of Chelsea, and then there's 1 point more down to City.
Oh,
and
up.
Yeah, City and Arsenal, yeah.
So Liverpool top with 26 points, Chelsea 25, City, Arsenal 24, then Tottenham 21. United trading at 18, so 3 points behind there. So it's opening up a little bit, not much. I mean, it's still very tight up top. And as we discussed the last couple of weeks, I think these were the four form teams we talked about, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. But yeah, definitely Liverpool and Chelsea, because the other games we watched, Sunderland got a amazing win at Bournemouth, which was crazy. Altidore, he scored in the American MLS Cup. But no, but he brought back Anichebe into the team, and he scored a goal, got a penalty, held up the ball. Sander was a man down, still won that. Amazing they won. Bournemouth should have been out of sight there as
well. Yeah, it's a good result. I thought Sunderland already pretty much down, but...
No, that actually, I thought he was going to get sacked before this game. I mean, last week. But this resuscitates his, you know, his management for a week at least. If he wins now, game after game, he'll stay on.
Mm.
But we'll see. This was at least the first time you saw Sunderland. They tried to have some kind of passion.
Some
fight. But Bournemouth were way better. And their goalkeeper, we've got to look out for him. He's going to, sooner or later, get an English call-up. But because Pickford has been amazing in Sunderland. He's a young keeper. He was so good at Bournemouth.
I was reading about him at the start of the season.
Yeah, he was.
People saying that Pickford's going to be...
He saved them yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. On Saturday. He's completely saved them. And the funny Burnley Crystal Palace. Palace again equalised in the 81st minute, then conceded in extra time again. West Ham Stoke City 1-1, as usual, I was going to say. But I think both the teams are happy with the point because they struggled in the beginning.
Yeah, West Ham are struggling a lot at the new stadium.
Yeah, Olympic Stadium still struggling there. But when you see the games, it really looks like they're far, so far away. I know we discussed this so many times, but it looks... There's no pressure in the stadium at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know if...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's affecting them, but, you know, they got a great deal on stadium, so fuck off.
No sympathy here.
And then there was the North London derby, of course.
Mm. Well, you've got to be happy with a point away at Arsenal. I mean, that's...
Yeah. I mean, I think away, I think the draw is decent. I think especially at this time of the season where we're not having great form, they're in good form, we couldn't lose that game.
No.
Because even if we're trailing a bit from Liverpool and Chelsea, it's not that many points and we're still undefeated. That's good for the self-confidence. But the funny thing is that we switched formation for the first time this season. He went for a back three. That was kind of like a back five. And the funny thing, a lot of teams did that. Tottenham did that this weekend. And I know that Watford played a back three against Liverpool. And also noticed that Everton played a back three against Chelsea. Chelsea played a back three because they switched.
Really work very well for Everton.
It didn't work very well at all.
Or Watford.
No.
But it's funny, we talked formations for a while. It's funny that trends come. And that's this season's trend a little bit. More teams are actually playing the 3-4-3 kind of attacking. But you know, you'll argue that Tottenham played a back five because we had Walker and Rose on the wing back, but they're very offensive. Chelsea on the other hand have Alonso, who is a fullback, but Moses is not, so they are playing a 3-4-3. They're not playing a five
And it's interesting that Moses has made his way back into the team. I've kind of forgotten really that he was there.
Because he's playing on the wing as a wing back, or whatever you call it.
He's looking really good. I mean, he scored for them and he's solid.
I
liked him. I mean, we had him on loan at Liverpool for a bit. And he always put in the effort. He was,
I think,
a good, solid player, but he didn't do anything special.
I would say I'm a bit surprised that what got him into the team at Chelsea was probably the thing that he had to have was work rate. But I never saw him put in that kind of shift either at Liverpool alone or earlier either. So I'm a bit surprised that he... But Conte said that. He was like, no, he's been so good at training in the beginning, so good attitude. I told him I want him to stay, not be alone, give him a chance. And he took it. And now he's in front of everybody on that position, you know, on the right side of that kind of a four midfielder, what do you want to call it. So it's funny that you see those kind of formation changes. But I'm happy with the point at Emirates, of course.
I think you watched the game, obviously.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I watched it yesterday as well. It was the only game I watched over the weekend. And I think,
it was a decent
job. You should be happy with a point.
I think that we were a better team in the beginning. Then they scored. But then in the second half, we reacted very well. Early goal. And then after that, it could have gone any way. But we hit the post right on the end.
Yeah.
Again. I mean, I remember that year, Liverpool had the post every game. It hasn't been a game for the past 2 months that we haven't hit the post or bar. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Every single game we hit the post and bar. And I don't know what the hell's going on, but...
It was a cracking own goal as well.
Oh, bad luck.
I love a good own goal where it looks like they're confused as to what end they're at.
Of course, it would be a good goal at either end.
When they start celebrating because they're like, what a finish, and it takes them a while to realise that sort of own goal.
And how did you feel as Liverpool supporter 6 when you watched the game?
No, I was actually at iCor when we watched.
This is standard, James. Liverpool are playing cup final. He's watching Dortmund. Liverpool are playing important game. He's Hammerby.
My timing is appalling. No, I was following it, and we watched the when it was halftime at iCor. I mean, we looked amazing. I taped it and watched it last night.
It's funny because I had a discussion with Alan Connell about. First of all, Connell said Chelsea would be amazing at content. That is. Coming to fruition, but I was saying that I think Liverpool is good enough without having a star striker, as they said.
Apparently,
we had this long discussion about that, and I said I still believe that Firmino, Coutinho, and Mane will score goals between them, and the rest of the team is scoring goals. I don't need a 25 goal striker for me. I mean, Sturridge used to be that; he's even on the bench.
He hasn't scored in the Premier League yet.
Attacking wise, I don't see a problem with Liverpool, and now they got organisation. Without Europe, I think Liverpool and Chelsea. Together with City,
that's definitely a big advantage for us.
Fans were singing
about Suarez.
They were singing if they still had Suarez, he'd be on the bench the other week.
It's pretty funny. And then Manchester came from nowhere and started winning again. Bradley under pressure straight away at City. At Swansea, it seems like Zlatan scored. Hasn't scored
twice,
for a while.
Twice. And so did Paul.
That was a cracking goal by Pogba, though.
Strange attack on two more players by Mourinho, criticising Shaw and Smalling.
Yeah, but he's been criticising both of them.
Both of them didn't get in the England team.
Yeah, but he came to me in the morning and said he wasn't well enough to play or something like that. So he's questioning their... I mean, it's weird. Obviously, if he thinks they're not like pulling their weight, but to do it twice on Shaw in the space of a couple of months... In the press, it's quite.
Either he's looking for an extreme reaction from them, so that he'll buckle down. He's a young player, Shaw still. I think either he's hoping that he'll just buckle down and do everything he says, or he just doesn't rate him.
I just think he's not very. I think sure on Luke.
Oh, there we go. That was. If you want to listen to the Shingmax old episode, that will be on
all the time.
Thank you and good night from me. I'm going to sit here in silence from now on.
And then Hull City won against Southampton. So Southampton's good form has come crashing down because Hull really needed those points.
Yeah.
Snodgrass had a good game from ex-Leeds player Snodgrass.
Yeah.
Great player Snodgrass. Great name.
Okay, great player is a bit harsh.
He is a great player.
Great. We have
like he's not Pele. I'm not comparing him to, but he was great for us in League 1.
Why would you choose Pele from all the great players? I hate that guy.
Why do you hate Pele?
Because he's a C-U-N-T. No, I don't like it.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't like it.
The deal doesn't do. It's all black and white.
I think we had an episode called I wouldn't give him there was a cheeseburger at McDonald's or something.
You remember Fantasy Football in England. I don't know if you ever watched Fantasy Football. They used to have a segment called Pele was Shite. Do you remember it? Pele was Shite, Pele was Shite. And he was worse than Jason Lee. Yeah. It was really good.
And then they would show clips of him like miscontrolling balls and shooting it off into the stands. You
should Google it. Google Pele was Shite. Yeah. Not now, but at a later date. Like it was very funny. Why do you hate Pele?
I don't hate it. I think his interview, I think he's a bit obnoxious, to be honest.
He's no Snodgrass either.
No, he's not Snodgrass. I don't like the way he talks about players and stuff. And no, I never liked that. I never liked him. I think he's an asshole. And he might be, you know, one of the greatest players ever, but I still concur that, you know, playing in the American League and just the World Cups with Brazil, you haven't really showed in Europe how good you are. I'm sorry, I don't care. It's ages ago as well. I just don't care. No. I don't care about that guy. That's old. That's another sport. It's like going saying, you know, that wrestler, you know, 200 BC was amazing. Socrates, you know, whatever his name was.
Socrates.
Yes, peas. He used to, you know, he had small balls. Smaller peas, which made him a great wrestler because nobody could grapple him there. But he could grapple everybody else. Socrates.
Really should have warned me, James, not to mention Pele before we came on this show. I didn't think I'd get his reaction.
People.
Mention Pele. He loves Pele. He loves that show.
He loves it.
And Lineker came out and said that if Leicester retains the title, not probably after West Brom 1-2-1, that he's going to what? He's going to be naked.
He's going to do the first match of the day next season, naked, standing on his head while Shearer and sort of poking
Righty
with a stick.
Righty provoking with a stick.
Brilliant. Because what did he have to do this year?
He did it in his underpants.
Last season. I will do the first show in his underpants, which wasn't that bad, of course, but naked on his head, poking a stick.
I think the rest of the team should get together now and be like, okay, we want this to happen.
Yeah.
Let's just let Leicester win the league. We'll fight it out for second place. That's what they should do.
Well, and then Messi scored his 500th goal of his career. 41 of them are in unofficial, though, so 34, what it was.
Yeah. So he's obviously not that good.
No, Pele scored more.
Yeah, Palace. He did have to score more. Yeah. They say he scored 1,000 goals.
Yeah,
which is like
1,000 appearances.
Yeah, which is like, you know, that's apparently amazing, but you know, still apparently that's amazing. But you know, in what? I know a guy, right, Ronnie.
Yeah,
he scored like 12 goals every lunch hour when we used to play football in school. He must be up to like 2,000 goals.
I think Pele counted goals he scored at lunch at school. I think someone once proved it. Pele was definitely counting sort of kickabouts on the park.
You see, he's not that great. He wasn't even a good footballer.
If I had have met your friend Ronnie, I would have used him as an example for Snodgrass, not Pele. But I don't know Ronnie. Yeah. Next time I use Ronnie as
Snodgrass
an example.
Snodgrass is good. He's no Adil's friend Ronnie.
Yeah, he's not Ronnie. He's no friend of Adil's Ronnie. No, he was great actually. But we saw, and then Bale is on top form now again. Yeah. Ronaldo signed a contract to 21. He will be quite old.
Yeah.
He'll be 36 years old.
He's quite fit, though. I imagine he'll still be...
He'll still be good at 36, but he won't be the best player in the world at 36.
No. Well, no.
No, I think a bit of his thing, it's power, but it's speed and all that sort of stuff as well. Yeah. So I think that's...
Do you reckon he's the sort of player, though, who can evolve? Like, you know when Giggs evolved into, like, a more drop back...
I definitely think that he can evolve to something different, but he won't be as... amazing, of course. I think he can evolve because technically he's so amazing.
Yeah.
So he can still, he doesn't have to, because now he plays more in the striking role when he comes from the wing. I think he can maybe develop into a number 10 with years to come. I mean, when he's really old, because he's still got the legs.
I think he'll probably be really good in goal, to be honest.
No, but I can imagine him, I don't see him as a central midfielder deep, but I see him as behind a striker, definitely. Yeah. You don't need the same legs for that, but you definitely need the technique playmaker. And speed. Mind the head, you need the speed in your head, and you need just technique for it.
But then you wouldn't have thought that with Giggs either when he was on, like, when he was younger and running up and down the wing. You wouldn't have thought when you're older, you're going to be
But he adapted in a way that I think Ronaldo will adapt. He adapted in a way that he kind of took a more playmaker role. Mm. So he wanted more to have the ball to, you know, give it to somebody else. But but Giggs was amazing that he still had the legs when he was like 38, 39. Oh, he was ridiculous. Still decently quick when he was 39. He wasn't the slowest on the pitch at all. So we see what happens with his physique. When you look at him, he doesn't look like he's going to falter. But his edge...
Yeah.
Ronaldo, is he 31 now?
Is
he 31?
Yeah. And if you compare his edge to Messi... His edge is more physical.
The edge
he has is more physical than Messi's. Just physical in the way he doesn't get injured. He can take a lot of beating and stuff like that. But it's not his prime function is not that he's the quickest in the world and that's it. He's got vision, technique, shot, everything.
So he's quite a decent player, Messi.
He can definitely.
He's
adapt.
No Ronnie.
Well, I think he's the closest to Ronnie.
Oh, he can definitely
in
adapt.
Modern football.
I think he could. He could play on for years. He can play in a deeper role for
sure.
Are we
talking Ronnie or Messi?
Both. Both of them.
Ronnie Messi.
Yeah. Ronnie Messi.
What's Ronnie doing these days, anyway?
Ronnie, I think he's working in like a kebab joint someplace.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. Does he still play football?
Yeah, you know that he beat a couple of kids up. I don't think that was good for him. All right,
moving on.
No, I don't think he did. Shit. My policing is like, I didn't beat any kids. It was my kids.
Poor old Ronnie.
But is there anything we want to add? Otherwise, I'm pretty happy with this now.
Yeah, it's good. Just end of the Swedish season. AIK finished second.
Yeah.
Decent. Very good. And
Norrköping, you pipped Norrköping on second.
Alexander Isak. Possibly his last game, but I don't think he should leave yet. He's
no, we had Marlin on last week, who is an AIK supporter and also does this podcast with Stockholm Teams, and she was the same thing. She really wanted to stay, of course, and I think everybody concurs that we'd probably good for him to stay another season. Next season, he will from the start of the season be a star player.
Yeah,
that will probably give him a bit different treatment. I think it's good that he get that treatment before he go abroad as well, so he knows how his field to be.
Yeah. He really is very good. His touch is excellent.
She was also saying that he's the best player, according to her, coming out of Allsvenskan for a long, long time. He's been compared to Zlatan. I think that's unfair.
I think anyone good gets compared to Zlatan.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Oh, you're Swedish.
He's Swedish. Yeah. He's got a foreign background. He's tall, good technique.
Yeah. He's incredible for his age. The Allsvenskan is not the highest quality, but he really does stand out. And even like on Sunday, he was quite quiet, but he really, really, every now and then
you can see that he has
flashes of brilliance.
He has better,
And he scored. I mean, his goal he scored. He had to take it around the keeper, and he looked like, he's taken one touch. He scored
quite a few goals this season as well for being that young. It's impressive. It's a long time ago, I remember a young player in Sweden, having that kind of...
Yeah.
Because there's been players. I remember, what was the fuck was his name? Who went to Milan, Niklas Andersson.
Oh, Niklas,
He went to Milan after he scored like 12 goals in 7 games in Allsvenskan. They bought him there, and then he ended up in England. Wait, did he go to Leeds? No. He was at some club there, some red club, I think.
Who did he go to?
Well, I can't remember. I definitely know this. I can't believe I forgot it.
Newcastle, wasn't it?
Yeah, Newcastle. Yeah. Thank you. They bought him. They bought him from me. Yeah, Newcastle. He got a good bit, and then he went to AIK. Back to AIK.
Yeah.
Good one there, James. I can't believe you got that before.
Every now and then, it's
that's
sort of,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I must...
Rain Man beat Rain Man to the facts.
I
actually feel a bit bad.
A
good. Pod has suddenly gone terrible for Adil.
I think that's a good way to end this fucking pod. Anybody have a gig coming up?
I was going to mention something about football. Just a quick story I read this morning. I thought it was quite interesting.
Tell us.
Can I quickly say?
Of course.
Van Persie. I was just reading on the bus on the way in. Van Persie got injured yesterday playing for Fenerbahce.
All right.
Do you know what his injury was? This sounds the most painful injury I've ever heard of. You guys might not think it's that bad, but
what?
He had a torn eyelid.
What do you mean eyelid?
Eyelid.
How the fuck did he do that?
I don't know, like someone headbutted him in the eye, I guess, and he tore his eyelid. Yeah.
Ah.
And there was just loads of blood coming out of his eye. Sounds like the most painful injury I've ever heard of.
It doesn't sound painful.
All right, yeah, deal.
It's annoying. Do you think it hurts more there?
No, I don't know. Let's try it.
No, I don't want to try it.
Ronnie wants to.
Ronnie played through the pain.
Yeah.
I know. I get the retina problem with the lenses. They you woke up in the morning and you can't open your eyes, and as soon as you see light, it just fucking, you know, you can't open it at all. You just sit and you rinse water.
It's called a hangover, that.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Trust me, when I'm hangover, I know, because I'm horny. Okay.
Because I'm horny.
So, you know, that's different. Okay, anybody, I know that me and Al is doing Nora Brun on the 10th, actually.
Yeah.
It's now. So if you want to come there, you can maybe mail us the tickets. We might be able to solve that for you on the
guest list. Have you got any gigs lined up?
The usual gigs at Mafia and Stockholm Comedy Club. I can't remember the dates now, but they're coming up. I'm playing there most weeks generally.
So if you
come down and check me out.
Yeah,
my name's Ben Kersley.
Berridge, now where are you coming? Are you doing something you haven't done for a long time?
1st of December in Uppsala. That's my next gig.
I haven't
performed since June. Well, I've changed jobs and that sort of thing. Summer. I don't really do much over the summer.
And James and I are going to be recording some stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you that plan back on? I kind of believe it. Because James is, I don't know, the people don't
I'm
know
a big
him.
Planner.
Like me and Al get maybe twice a week a new project that's going on in his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the beginning I was like, oh,
that sounds great.
That guy is really, you know,
productive.
But after a while I was like, fuck, he's just a bad idea machine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's a great person.
I'm like a machine
One time he was an idea, he thought that we should maybe tell like a football club, do something for this, like a sketch. We said, what do you mean? It's like, we'll go to a cafe and we'll just, you know, take over it. We don't know how we take over it. Like, we stand there and work. Like, what's the idea? It's like, no, we take over the coffee shop. What's the idea? That we go and work for free in a coffee shop for a day? Is that the fucking idea? It's like,
our idea is working in a coffee shop. That's a terrible idea. Work experience.
He just wanted to work in a coffee shop. He's had the idea since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dad beat him in the coffee shop when he was a kid. And he thought, I want to own this coffee shop so I can beat another random kid.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to beat kids in the coffee shop.
Change your name to Einstein and then you get the job on your CV.
That's my dream.
That's a callback to the beginning of the show.
10th, Norburn, me and Al, if you want to come again. 24th, I'm doing Norburn again.
Oh, you have such better gigs than I do.
Yeah.
Well, I do much more than you fucking guys do. I go down a couple of times a week and write.
Some of us don't need to write a deal.
Oh, no, but on Wednesday. No, sorry, on Wednesday, I'm actually doing in Bunden Bar, and it's together with Branislav Pavlovich, who's been on the show before. Sandra Ilar, Tanas Fotas, is doing amazing at the moment. So we're doing a show on Bunden. It's only, I think, like 50 kron entrance. And it's a bit like trying new stuff out, but also a good, decent show. So it's a 2-hour show.
It's a good lineup.
I think that's usually they have the show, so they invited me for this time. They're really great comics. I think Sandrila is one of the best alternative comic there is.
She's fantastic. I did.
Tarnus has been ripping the stage apart last year in Stockholm, and his show was sold out last week. So if you want to see him, you can come on Wednesday, see that. And then Branislav is also having a show up. Is doing that, and then I'm doing some newer stuff as well.
Cool.
In 20 minutes. So I think Wednesday would be a good. Otherwise, you're really welcome to come to Nora Brun with me and Al is there as well. Or come and watch the guys in the sketch series or in the Mafia.
Or go and visit James in Wayne's Coffee.
And Mafia Comedy ain't there, but we did that in weekend, both of us.
The other week.
Yeah, the other week we did that. I did this weekend as well.
Oh, cool.
So it's a decent play to go on Friday, Saturday as well. And Ben might be there this weekend.
Remember. Yeah, or maybe the weekend after. I can't remember, to be honest with you. I never know.
But you're welcome.
I miss so many
see.
Gigs.
Thank you for.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
It was actually. I was thinking before, like. That guy? Really? That guy? And he's like, oh, come on, he doesn't have any hair. What the fuck? Give him something. I was like, all right, fine, I'll give him some hair. So I've actually saved some hair for you.
He's got a bag of hair for you.
Yeah. That's what I want,
a bag of hair.
It takes
like 2 days to grow that, so it's fine.
That's how I like to get paid, in bags of hair.
Seriously, really nice to have you here.
Thanks very much. Maybe I'll start listening to your podcast now.
If you start listening, maybe I'll have you back.
Whoa. All right. I look forward to it.
All right, that was episode 161. Thank you very much, boys. And all of you suckers, keep on listening.
Farewell.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.